USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The White House is asking Israel to hold off on a ground invasion of the Gaza Strip while it works to free hostages held by Palestinian militants.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken told CBS's Face the Nation.
But in terms of what we're talking to Israel about in their, with regard to their military operations, it really is focused on both how they do it and how best to achieve the results that they seek.
The administration reportedly not asking Israel to cancel any invasion. It just wants more time. I'm Corey Myers.
Two Israeli women held hostage were released earlier today. In September, close to 270,000 unauthorized immigrants were apprehended while crossing the southern border, marking the highest monthly figure ever recorded. The majority of these apprehensions occurred between official entry points. Among these individuals, mostly from Central America, were 18 individuals whose names appeared on the terror watch list. During a press conference, Detroit Police Chief James White updated the public on the investigation into the murder of Samantha Wall, who was the president of a Detroit synagogue. During the press conference, he urged the public not to jump to any conclusions.
We certainly don't want folks to jump to a conclusion, but we certainly understand how one could arrive at those conclusions.
Chief White goes on to say that the department doesn't believe anyone else is at risk.
We don't feel, as of this press conference, that there's anything that supports anyone else being at risk as it relates to a hate crime.
A group of union members who have gone on strike are urging UAW President Sean Fain to join them in receiving the same $500 paycheck as a gesture of solidarity. The union asserts that Fain will still receive his full salary, which is estimated to exceed $200,000. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
A new Suffolk University USA Today national poll finds President Biden and former President Donald Trump are tied at 37% each in a four-way race. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. polls 13%, disproportionately hurting Trump, and Cornell West takes 4%, disproportionately hurting Biden. A bad decision by Good Samaritan Worcester Township, Pennsylvania, cost many lives. Lance Pry has the details.
Three people are dead and one hospitalized after a three-vehicle crash on Saturday. Police report that a tanker truck carrying jet fuel hit two cars, one with a flat tire and one that stopped to help, that stopped in the right lane of the Northeast Extension, I-476, in Worcester Township. The crash caused a fire that stretched down the highway. The driver of the truck, as well as the driver and passenger of the car that stopped to help, have died. The driver of the car with the flat tire is still in the hospital. The crash caused all lanes to the interstate to be closed for multiple hours.
Turns out the moon may be much older than previously thought. According to a new study, it's about 40 million years old based on remnants of molten crystals from the lunar surface. Scientists from Chicago's Field Museum say the shards reveal an ancient cataclysm likely created the moon earlier than originally believed. Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, took in an estimated $31 million over the weekend, beating Martin Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon that finished with just under $24 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.